My homiletics professor, person who taught me preaching, some of you may even be familiar with his name. It's Dr. Brad Braxton. He's a nationally known speaker and preacher. He used to tell us that we should not be finished with a message until God is finished with the message. Now, he has a little bit higher idea of God's involvement in life than I might in terms of whether or not God's pushing something on us. But I will admit that this particular message kept coming back and back to me over the last 2 weeks. So I do trust his intellect very much. And so I'm trusting him in that it's the right time to give this message again. There's been several things that have happened in my life this past few weeks, some political, some personal, that made this keep coming back to mind. So I would like to share this message with you. Called Tough Times. So televangelist Robert Shuler once famously said, "Tough times never last, but tough people do." Admittedly, it is a somewhat clever turn of phrase, and if you've actually ever made it through a difficult time, it certainly would make you feel proud of yourself for being so strong. For that matter, if you've had a particularly calm life with not many difficult times, I have to imagine that what he said would ring very true as well. But here's the thing. I've known some very strong folk who did not make it through tough times. And the reality is that for some people in the world, tough times never end. A possibly better take on tough times comes from German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who said, "That which does not kill us makes us stronger." Now, even that, though, denies the reality that while a difficult time may pass, we sometimes get mentally stuck in it. And if it's a particularly traumatic for the person, it can even result in post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. And with PTSD, part of the person's mind sort of gets a bit stuck in the precipitating event. They may have disturbing thoughts and feelings or dreams related to the events. They might exhibit mental or physical distress to trauma-related cues. They frequently also attempt to avoid trauma-related cues. And may have a heightened startle reflex as well. Not only that, but folks with PTSD are at a higher risk of suicide. So, that which does not kill us makes us stronger? Well, not always. The point I'm trying to make is that we sometimes try to oversimplify the complexity of tough times. So essentially, I wanted to acknowledge that before I somewhat oversimplify the complexity of tough times for the rest of this message. What equates a tough time for one of us might not necessarily equate to a tough time for the rest of us. Life experience, the number of times you survived a difficult time in your life, and a whole myriad of other differing life perspectives can all greatly impact how you experience a difficult time in your life. Secular humanism and most religions place a high value on compassion. And part of compassion comes from recognizing that what is traumatic for someone else might not be traumatic to you, and vice versa. The old adage of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps has unfortunately become a favorite slogan for folks who simply don't get this. Sometimes you simply just can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps. But, sometimes you can. And that is what this talk is about. The times we do manage to make it through the difficult times and the advantages that we may gain from it. In part, when we recognize the reality of the upside of getting through tough times, it can actually make it easier to get through those tough times again. First, allow me to list a few skill sets that can actually serve us well during those times. After all, we have to actually survive them to get the benefits of having survived them. So the first skill set would be acknowledging and feel your feelings. In other words, don't ignore what you are feeling. Packing it down inside is not going to help you get past the situation. Acknowledge those feelings and express them. Secondly, talk about the situation to someone. Talking about it helps you sort out your anxieties and your worries rather than letting them continue to fester and grow internally. Thirdly, get some perspective. Now, you may be able to do this all on your own, or it may come through talking with a trusted friend. Be evaluative of your situation. Is it truly a catastrophe, or is it more of an inconvenience in the big scheme of things? Number four, practice being calm. This is one we tend to overlook. Practice being calm, whether it's meditation or breathing exercises or just being still. Whatever works best for you, practice being calm in order to focus on the things which you can control and to let go of the things you can't control. And it has the added benefit of grounding you in the present. Five, and there's only seven of these, so don't worry, it's not going to go on much longer. Number five, ask for help. This is probably another one of the most difficult ones. We tend to want to keep our tough times private. Or sometimes we want to protect others from what we are going through. Or maybe we just want to be strong enough to handle it on our own. Well, frankly, that is just ridiculous. If friends and family are only meant for the good times, what kind of relationship is that anyway? Plus, asking for help and receiving it, well, it typically strengthens a relationship. Number six, focus on healthy relationships. Healthy relationships, particularly during tough times. Toxic relationships are draining. Don't expend too much of your much needed energy on relationships that drain that energy. Now, that's not to say that you should cut people out of your life as much as just be aware of the time that you're spending with those who drain you. And seven, and like I said, the final. Do something about the situation. Do something. It's far too easy. It's far too easy to get caught up in the difficulty and the stress that goes along with the situation, that we stagnate and we get stuck in the issue. And avoiding the situation just adds to the anxiety of the situation. Begin gathering information. Make informed decisions and do something about it. And I'm going to sneak in one more. Don't lose sight of the fact that going through hard times, while it is rough and uncomfortable, can have hidden benefits to come out of it. That is definitely not to say that the experience of being homeless or jobless, a victim of identity theft, losing your home and most of your belongings to fire or flood or tornado, living with a disease, and the list could go on and on. It's not saying that those can be enjoyed. Tough times are just crappy. But it is to say that psychologists say that when we come through those tough times, they can make us stronger, both physically and mentally. Traumatic events tend to force us to re-examine our beliefs and our priorities. They can help us break out of habitual ways of thinking and of being. And one area where that is particularly true is in relationships. After going through a traumatic event, like losing a loved one, people usually feel closer to their friends and family members. Before the trauma, we tend to take for granted our friends and kinship and those we have in our lives. And after the trauma, we tend to realize how precious time is for sharing life with those who are closest to us and in our lives, and we make more effort to connect with them. And as I mentioned earlier, if we are reaching out to those people during our struggles, we tend to strengthen that relationship. So, traumatic events tend to force us to re-examine our beliefs and our priorities. They can help us break out of our habitual ways of thinking and being, and ultimately they can increase creativity. That's right. Sometimes out of loss, there can be a gain in creativity. Of course, it's important to say that trauma is neither necessary or sufficient for creativity. But creativity can become a sort of coping mechanism after a difficult experience. Some people might even find that going through tough times has forced them to question some of their assumptions about the world and how it works, and can cause them to think more creatively about life in general. And of course, surviving a particularly difficult event can make us feel stronger physically and mentally for having survived it. It can help teach us that we can be more adaptable than we ever were before. You know, psychologists have actually believe that after a person survives a particularly death-defying event, their thought processes change significantly and begin to think of themselves more capable of handling anything that life throws at them. Making it through tough times also tends to make us more empathetic. More empathetic when other people are going through difficult times. And more than that, having managed our way through it, we tend to have a heightened awareness of what it takes to do so. And when people are going through tough times, an empathetic friend with an experience of having been through a similar situation may be the very thing that gets them through their difficulty as well. And then finally, the single biggest upside of getting through tough times is the knowledge that you are more than capable of getting through tough times. The next time a tough situation hits you, you are more likely to take the attitude of, I've done this before, I can do it again. Life definitely has its ups and downs, its tough times. And I am in no way suggesting that those tough times are a good thing. They are not. They're awful. I'm just suggesting that when you find yourself in those tough times, that not only should you not let yourself end up feeling like you won't survive, but when you do survive, you should be aware that you can use the experience to create an even better life for yourself and for others. To today's theme of the positive parts of getting through tough times, are there those who would like to share? David?
Thank you, Mark. I think you could probably spend several weeks unpacking all the stuff that you just gave us.
Probably.
And before I comment on that, I do want to make a reference back to last week when we canceled due to weather. I just want to say, if you want some time off, Mark, just tell us, and we'll be happy to give it to you, okay? Without all the other.
Okay.
One of the things that occurred to me when you were talking, I've had several times when I had a student come to me and talk about what was going on for them. They felt comfortable enough to share it. And I said, well, do you know somebody that you can talk to about this and cry and do whatever you need to do? And they would say, no. Mm. And I said, whoa.
Yeah.
That really shook me.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a tough place to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. And the more macro thought I had was that we have this opioid crisis that's going on, and I'm wondering if a lot of people are feeling stuck, and the only way they know to deal with it is chemicals. And so that's what we've...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the folks who do get tied up in the illegal opioids are depressed or have PTSD. Yeah.
So that's a system-wide thing.
Yeah, be sure. Are there others?
Good morning, I'm Mitch. Probably my favorite story about hard times and relationships, and I think I've shared it before in this group, but it was a number of years ago. So it seems apt, and I hope it bears repeating. Fellow's walking along, he falls in a hole. The hole's deep, the sides are smooth, he can't climb out, he starts calling for help. Doctor walks by, "Doc, can you help me out of this hole?" The doctor writes a prescription, drops it down in the hole, and moves on. Priest walks by, "Hey, Father, can you help me out of this hole?" The priest says a prayer, writes it down on a piece of paper, drops it down in the hole, moves on. The friend walks by, "Hey, buddy, can you help me out of this hole?" The friend jumps down in the hole. Our guy says, "What are you, nuts? Now we're both down here." And the friend says, "Well, yeah, but I've been here before, and I know the way out."
Good morning, I'm Elsie. I waited. I didn't want to brother sister team here or something. You know, I think we're all in a privileged position that we have tough times, that we have some real expectation might come to an end, and I think that I can speak for many of the people here. Some of what actually contributes to our tough times is the awareness and compassion that many people are living in situations where there is no end in sight to war or poverty or starvation or sickness, and that we're very aware of that, and that's some of what we're dealing with to get through and trying to figure out what how to respond.
I agree. Yeah, thank you. Are there others? Down here.
Hi, I'm Rebecca. I just wanted to say that I appreciate what you mentioned about PTSD, because I think that a lot of times the motto is, you know, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. I'm just realizing that in some situations, what doesn't kill you can actually make you weaker. I don't know if that's the correct term for it, but just some awareness around that, that it can be a situation that makes it, that makes you feel less strong than you were before you went through it.
Are there any others? We got two in the back. Right here.
I'm Carol, and a number of people who go to this church used to attend a different church, and one of our favorite ministers used to say to us a lot, "You never know when you've had a good day." Because you look back later and you end up saying, "Thank God that happened." Yeah. And I try to remember that. You never know when you've had a good day.
That's a good point. I like it. One more, and then we can hear some good music.
Yeah, I wasn't here for the talk, but, I don't know that the person up front who was talking about, young people who don't have people to talk to. And so I was working on a creative project where we're doing experimental, different creative ideas, working on different arts about the body. It's called the Body Project. but there were some young people there, and talking about that, they're feeling deep loneliness, but they had found that creative work, whether it's visual arts or they're drawing or they're doing working with music or whatever, did more to help them out than anything other than a friend. And if they didn't feel like they had a friend to turn to, then they could pour their emotions and their pain and their struggle into creation, and it helped change things. It helped change their lives. Mm-hmm. So, and everyone has that capacity because we're all very imaginative and we're all creative.
And that's part of, one of the things we did talk about was that tough times can heighten creativity. I'm going to give you a moment to make your way back down and turn the mic back over to you, so to speak.
Well, as long as I'm back here, I thought I would ask if anyone has any announcements that are not printed in the bulletin.
Good morning, I'm Morgan. I just want to let you know that there's actually a flyer on the back table, and you can ask me questions after the service if you want to, but I am working with the Center for Education, Imagination, and the Natural World to bring Nigerian philosopher and world lecturer Bayo Akamolafe here to Greensboro. He's going to give a public talk here at the church on March 18th. It's a Sunday at 7 p.m., and he happens to be in the States. He just recently published a book. And so he's kind of doing the circuit, but we were fortunate to get him during kind of like a narrow window to get him to Greensboro. So I encourage you to check that out. And if you have any questions, you can follow with me later. Thank you.